Now turn to part two. You will hear a man called Samuel O'Connor, who is a teacher of English as a foreign language, talking about his job.
My experience of teaching English has been mainly with Roman speakers. I mean Spanish, Italian, and South American students. I have found that the errors being made are mostly influences from the mother tongue. For example, students tend to say, people is, instead of the correct usage, people are. And I've also seen some issues with pronunciation. Many of the Spanish students I have taught have problems with speaking in particular. A lot of them are quite familiar with English grammar, but due to their education, they haven't had many opportunities to speak. This is mainly the reason why most of my classes are conversation-focused. My idea is to have them to talk about whatever topic we are discussing, and at the same time, I have the opportunity of going over some grammar mistakes they make while speaking. I try to have them think that making mistakes is part of the learning process. In the end, language is for communication, and even native speakers make mistakes. Having taught in Madrid for 3 years, I hear the same errors cropping up in my classes. As a native English speaker, I can tell when something sounds wrong, and now that I've lived in Spain for a while, I feel I can identify why students are making these mistakes and point out where the problem is. Once students pinpoint exactly what kind of errors they are making, they can consciously try to mend that. That's not to say that they won't make the same mistakes again. Habits are very difficult to break, but as with everything, practice makes perfect. I have found that some students are embarrassed to say something that's not correct, and as a result, they don't want to speak. But the important thing to understand here is, and it may also be a piece of advice to those in the same field, that we learn by making errors, and the best place to make them is in the classroom. I try to tell my students not to worry too much about mistakes, though. The main thing is to communicate. The rest is just fine-tuning.
That's the end of part two.